Some Wisconsin leaders want to expand the state's school voucher program. They could look to Milwaukee to learn how choice can change the education landscape. 25 years ago, the city became the first in the country to offer publicly funded vouchers to low-income students so they could attend private schools. Today, more than 1 in 5 students here use vouchers to attend more than 100 private schools. This week, WUWM and Ellen Borsick are examining the impact of vouchers on education in Milwaukee. Ellen is a senior fellow at Marquette Law School and longtime education reporter. Today, he examines the parental component of school choice. Voucher supporters have long insisted parents know best.
St. Anthony's School has been educating children on Milwaukee's South Side for more than 120 years. For much of that time, the kids are Polish immigrants. But by the mid-1990s, the school faced an uncertain future. Costs were rising, enrollment dropping, and the neighborhood changing. This fall, St. Anthony is jammed. Nearly 2,000 students in kindergarten through 12th grade.
Also park on the grass.
President Zeus Rodriguez gave us a tour.
That's Kaiser Hall. That's originally was St. Anthony's in 1907. It was built. You can see right there.
The grades are now spread across more than a half a dozen buildings. They include a former bowling alley and an old industrial site.
And there used to be a Notre Dame High School on 5th and Mitchell next to St. Stanislaus, and we took that building over about 10 years ago, 11 years ago, and that's our K-4 through 2nd grade building. We're at the 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade building.
What you see inside St. Anthony are kids in uniforms, the older ones in blazers and ties. Religious symbols hang everywhere, and classrooms buzz with activity. We hear a third grade class chanting math facts.
Do you think you could do it over again?
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24. Do you want to hear some more?
What has fueled the school's extensive growth? Rodriguez says things started turning around in 1998. That's when the Wisconsin Supreme Court became the first high court in America to let religious schools join a publicly funded voucher program. Since then, state leaders have removed the cap on how many kids can participate and added families with middle-class incomes. Rodriguez says today, nearly all of St. Anthony's 2,000 students are using vouchers. In fact, it has the highest number of voucher students of any school in the U.S., according to the American Federation for Children, a pro-voucher group. The number translates into about $14 million in public money heading to St. Anthony this year. Wisconsin generally pays schools between $7,000 and $8,000 for each child in the program to cover the cost of their education.
I mean, when parents don't have the boundary or the wall of money, you can see which way they start to gravitate.
Rodriguez says parents always cite the same reasons for enrolling their kids here.
These are Latino immigrants, primarily from Mexico, who in Mexico, Catholic schools like this is for the rich because they know how much value it brings to their future. And so they come here and they see what we're doing and they want to bring their children here. And they want the holistic part of it.
Across town on the city's north side, about 175 African-American students are enrolled in Jared C. Bruce Academy. The voucher school is affiliated with Mason Temple Church of God in Christ, located next door. As we saw on a recent visit, it's a school where assignments listed on the blackboard include reading the first two chapters of the book of Genesis. Principal Jerry Fair says many of the voucher students come from unchurched families, yet the parents want their kids here.
We don't have a lot of fighting and bickering and wasting time on student discipline. And so I think a lot of times parents make the choice based on the word of mouth that it's a safe school and making sure that their children are in a good environment. Nurturing environment.
Class sizes here average fewer than 20 students, considerably smaller than at nearby Milwaukee public schools. Yet, Fair admits, none of Jared C. Bruce's teachers are licensed, and it was clear some were just being introduced to their work. The principal says the school doesn't get enough money to hire more qualified teachers. When it comes to state test scores, almost no students at Jared C. Bruce rated as proficient in reading or math last year. At St. Anthony, scores were better, around the average for Milwaukee. While many parents have made good academic choices for their children, many others have picked schools for reasons that have little to do with the quality of education. Strong factors include word of mouth or involvement in a church. William Andrikopoulos learned a lot about parental priorities while he was superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools from 2002 to 2010. It was a period when MPS enrollment declined, in large part due to vouchers.
What we found in surveys and conversations we had with parents is many parents would choose a school because a relative went to that school. Many parents would choose that school because of the different mode of transportation that was offered at the school. They might choose the school because of after-school programming. Parents sometimes chose the school because the school offered uniforms. Sometimes parents chose the school because of the time that the school started was consistent with them working. So to say that a parent is choosing the school because of the quality of education, you know, we never got that.
When Wisconsin's legislature approved the voucher program a quarter century ago, some supporters used the word panacea. They said if parents got the power to choose private schools, they would choose good ones, and that would drive improvement across all parts of Milwaukee's troubled education scene. But some parents have chosen schools with poor records.
So in that sense, in those cases, the whole sort of philosophy and theory of parental school choice does kind of fall apart.
Patrick Wolf is a professor at the University of Arkansas and led a five-year research project on Milwaukee schools.
The idea is that parents will initiate a stampede to quality. Well, in some cases, in some of the schools in Milwaukee, they really haven't been doing that, and these perennially low-performing schools in terms of test scores continue to operate.
While Milwaukee parents may pick both private and public schools that fail their kids, families still need the power to choose, according to Howard Fuller. He's a nationally prominent choice advocate who once headed MPS.
The strength is to be able to give people a way to find better educational environments for their kids. That is what democracy is about. You give people the ability to choose, and they're going to choose. They're going to do good things, and sometimes they're not going to do good things.
School choice is now deeply rooted in Milwaukee's education landscape, and polls have shown parents like the program. Yet giving them the power to choose has not driven big improvement in educational success in the city. I'm Alan Borsick for WUWM.